This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind from the University of Minnesota? Counting down to a big night of hockey as the UND hockey team hits the ice for the first time in 5 years at Mariucci Arena to take on the Minnesota Gophers. I'm Scott Hannon. I'm proudly a Sioux through and through. My broadcast partner today, Steve Hallstrom. Long time, where you KMOT and WDAY TV. Folks remember you from the sports anchor desk. And, of course, we know you as the host of the Need to Know Morning Show on our AM 1100, the flag, Red River Valley, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but you're a Gopher fan, unfortunately.
Had a couple great years in Minot before I came to Fargo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, grew up down here.
And Steve has recruited a Gopher to join us this hour.
Absolutely.
I've recruited a Sioux to talk to us this hour, so... And we did stack the deck because we have Coach Brad Berry that will join us this hour as well. And we have Dougie Smale. We asked all of our fine sponsors if they had a particular fan favorite. So that's how we picked the players we're chatting with today on the program. And so it's a fun day, that's for sure. Now, the fellow that was on the phone before the last hour that was telling us some insightful things, Mike from Bundo, either hung up, got tired, whatever, we lost him. We are going to get in some calls this hour amongst all the other things we have going on. But if you want to get your comment in quickly on our question of the day, why Trump or why Hillary, call this number, 855-200-1776. That's the toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776, extension 1. That allows you to leave a message, and we have that contest going where I'm going to deliver a Trump sign to your front door personally. Front yard, front door. You may not want me in the house.
I was going to say, yeah. You can decide if that's a good thing or not.
The yard would be okay. Yeah, pond or pool. Pond usually is what they require from me. But anyway, we're going to joke about
understand.
Caddyshack.
Yes.
So anyway, Todd, you got it? Thank you very much. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell. Yes. The contest is still going. Best answer on why Trump gets that sign delivered. So simple as that. 855-200-1776. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studios. Live at the University of Minnesota. Steve and I both have a hot spring spa, and we love our hot tubs. Best of the best. Who else is responsible for our fine broadcast today?
Yeah, well, we want to thank some folks for making this special coverage possible. As Scotty said, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, our presenting sponsor, Vince and Sarah Webker, the team. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They got all the stuff, all the advice. They'll make it easy for you. They'll bring it over, set it up. Good stuff there. Want to say thanks to them for being our presenting sponsor. Christofferson's Tin Lizzie in Williston, their auto body repair shop. If your car is your baby, you've got to take it to the folks who are highly recommended. Get that recommended. That's what they're saying there. Christofferson's Tin Lizzie. 2822 First Avenue West in Williston. B-Mobile, the B-Mobile Be Rewarded program gives you discounts, free gifts, and exclusive offers. Go to bmobile.com. Arvig, do business is what they say over at Arvig. Internet, TV, phone, security systems, plus all the advice and expertise you need for your business or your home. Go to arvig.com. Thunder Seed First in the Field, your best choice for high-yield corn, soybeans, sunflowers, and corn silage. They want to be your partner in the field today and tomorrow. And Baggin Strinden Vision, Dr. Steve Baggin and Dr. Tom Strinden at Baggin Strinden Vision have over 30 years of experience, and they provide the highest level of care and advanced technology for cataract and refractive surgery, as well as other complex eye diseases. All those folks, big hockey fans, folks at Arvig, Minnesota Gopher fans, everybody else, UND fans.
How about that? And we're pleased to be joined today by someone that has a national championship ring, had some great success, Edina, Minnesota native that chose to wear the green and white of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. Peter Armbrust. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great to see you. Glad to have you here. And do you get a special feeling on weekends like this?
Yeah, it's nice to have that feeling back. It's been far too long, as we all know. I mean, it's an incredible weekend for the guys, the fans, and You know, it's a real shame that it hasn't been an annual series. But you know, past is the past, and thankfully they're moving forward, and they've got things right.
So everybody, in fact, we had a few folks we asked to give us some ideas on the players you'd like to hear, you know, stories about in famous matchups with the Gophers, remembers a time when the University of North Dakota and the University of Minnesota were darn good WCHA teams, top of the ending the year tied, and so the rubber match was sort of the final four, I think, at the time it was.
Final five, actually.
Was it final five?
Yeah.
And the old St. Paul Civic Center, and you scored a goal that everybody still remembers. Bring us back to that time.
Yeah, it's actually it's a pretty hilarious story, and I can get into it's a fun story. You know, obviously we won that final five, but a little bit of background and maybe to set the table. You know, coaches are managing a lot on the bench throughout the year, and well, for mostly my career at UND, I was a fourth line guy, just kind of a plugger, and throughout the season, Dean Blaze managing the bench, oftentimes whistle a blow, he'd, you know, walk by and say, "Ulmer, your line's up," tap Jason Ulmer on the shoulder. Ulmer was my centerman. You know, throughout the year, probably 8-10 times, all of a sudden he'd look and see our line going over. He'd say, no, I meant the other Ulmer, Jeff Ulmer. So we got kind of used to it, you know, tuck our tail between our legs and head back to the bench. Well, fast forward to the final five, we're in OT. For one reason or another, we may have been playing poorly, we may have been playing well. I don't know. Sometimes Dean would see something and, you know, we ended up riding the pine the whole third period. Played a regular shift, first and second, so all of a sudden, I've been sitting there with my line mates, haven't been on the ice in probably about an hour and a half, and it's hard to get yourself back up for that. Your legs are like, you know, they're like two pieces of timber. Dean Blaze taps Jason Ulmer on the shoulder and says, "Ulmer, your line's up next." And for the first time ever, I turned around and I said, you know, I'm like, well, he, you know, made a mistake. He meant Jeff Ulmer's line. I turn around and go, "Coach, you know, you said our line is up." And he's like, "Yeah, don't you want to play," in so many words. So all I could think was, oh, my God, I got to go out here now. My guy comes off. I think it was Jay Panzer. He's the first guy off. And I go, hey, here we go. Start off on our blue line. Start charging forward. Dave Hoogsteen's on the far boards. It's a two-on-one. Hoogsteen tries to take a shot. Goes off Britt Abrahamson's stick. And Karam's over to me, wide open, and like a tap-in from the hash mark. I mean, just dumb luck. And thank God, because I don't think I could have lasted on the – I don't think I could have gotten back to the red line after that. I couldn't feel my legs. So, you know, it's just right place, right time. There was nothing special. I just happened to jump on the ice and got lucky.
Peter, we got to give you advice on telling stories. You're supposed to say, yeah, I dashed around a guy and ducked under his jack and fought my way to the front of that toe-in.
Toe drag, bank off the boards, flipped it in the air and pulled a, you know,
You guys weren't sure if you were supposed to be out there the whole time, right?
Well, you know, at that point, I don't know if Dean Blaze really meant Jeff Ulmer's, if he wanted Jeff Ulmer's line, or if he's just rattled by me just asking, like, are you sure? And
that's
at that
fantastic.
Point, maybe it was like, just go. I can't believe you're asking me, you know. Yeah, so
you should have said, "Coach, I'm a goal a minute guy. Get me out there a little
more." Hey, 10 seconds on the ice.
Now, I don't know how many. I don't know if folks were on two national championship teams. That happened more in the '80s, obviously.
Yeah.
But Pete was on two in '97 and 2000. And
yeah, it was
phenomenal memories, huh?
Yeah, very fortunate. I was lucky to play with a lot of really great players. Like I said, I mean, I was pretty much a fourth line guy, unless they needed. You know, I'd either be like fourth line or up on one of the top lines because they needed a checking line. So, I mean, I was definitely more of a passenger on those squads because of the talent we had. I mean, you look at some of the names that are, you know, maybe dating some of the listeners, but, you know, like the Hoogsteen brothers, the Panzer brothers, Lee Gorin, you know, Matty Henderson, Jason Blake, you know, I mean, we had some really good players, but at the end of the day, you know, each of the years we won it, I don't know that we were necessarily the most talented team. We just had the best teams. I mean, I've always told people our 98 and 99 teams were more talented than our 97 and 2000 teams. It's not a knock on any one particular team. It's just things worked out in 97 and 2000. And, you know, looking back to the 97 year, I mean, there's no argument. I mean, Michigan was loaded that year. I think they put 10, maybe a dozen guys in the NHL. I mean, Botterill, Turco, Legg, I mean, just big name guys. And it just, we were gelling that year.
They had bigger hearts. That's for sure. We only have about a minute left. I want you to tell us about a teammate of yours, a friend of all of ours, Adam Calder, is battling cancer right now, and there's a fund that's been set up for him that I want folks to know about.
Yeah, we're getting, you know, some of Adam's former teammates are getting close to launching an effort to raise some funds. He is battling cancer. He's opted for a treatment that's not going to be covered by his insurance, so some of the fellas and some trusted alumni and friends are working on getting something together. We should have launched here within the next week, and we'll make sure that we get the message out there and help a former team captain, great teammate, one of the best guys around, and one of the best guys that I played with throughout my 4 years.
Yeah, Adam's just a great guy, and he's a single dad right now with two young boys.
Yep.
So really tough deal. His playing days were over in England, and the boys are obviously. There. So it's just a tough darn deal, and we'll certainly get the word out. But just wanted to make everybody aware of that. But keep Adam Calder in your thoughts and prayers, and we'll be having some information on a fund soon. GoFundMe, I think we're going to go with, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So make it nice and easy for everybody wherever they're at. Pete, great to see you. Thanks for stopping down and sharing a little story.
Yes, Pete.
And most importantly, thanks for picking right.
Yeah, right.
Way back there as the Edina boy. That was pressure in those days, man.
It was.
You could play to Donnie, you go for the Gophers, right?
It was.
He didn't do it. And by choice. Sorry, Steve. More coming up on What's On Your Mind live from the Twin Cities. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Stutzman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Piper exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montreal County. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid Law Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What is this?
Oh, is and there's something that just makes your heart swell with pride when you hear this
now
music.
Now we're talking.
Manny, you got your finger on the button, don't you? I just Manny
now
did it.
Now we're talking here. See, now Gophers, you are, baby.
When the Gophers take control of the controls, we're in deep trouble around here. You guess what you're going to see? M-I-N-N-E-S-S-O-P.
There's hope for this show yet, Hannah.
Yeah. It never ends. The battle of the Gophers.
Come on, Steve. Here we go. I.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Go ahead, and go on.
Oh, I just want to listen, man.
Oh.
Man is doing good.
Come on.
There you go, Todd. There you go, Todd. Todd is my man. Todd is my man. This is, after all, UND country. This is the affiliate you're listening to, our mothership, 550 K-Fire. You know, we have to stay true to the contract, right, Todd?
Signal stretches well into western North Dakota, my friend. Or western Minnesota, excuse me.
The Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studios are live from the University of Minnesota's The Commons, right square in the middle of campus. And we are broadcasting live here today, counting down to the big UND, University of Minnesota matchup, brought to you by Arvig, Do Business, B-Mobile. Don't forget, November 20th, big event at every B-Mobile location for the B-Rewarded program. Sign up. It's free. Thunder Seed, first in the field, Megan Strinden Vision, and Christopherson's Tim Lizzie. We're going to talk to Vince Webker and the team. They actually have infiltrated enemy territory. They went over to the Paul Allen Football Friday, whatever they call that, Fan Fest thing,
yep.
And try and, you know, kind of do what Hillary Clinton's operatives were doing at Donald Trump rallies, where you stir things up. So they're over there doing that. We have Coach Bradbury coming up, and also Doug Smale, former Sioux. Right now, you have a very special Gopher on the line.
I do. Someone I've got to know very well over the recent years. This interview brought to you by Arvig Communication Systems. Arvig, Do Business. And we are visiting live this morning with Tom Chorsky. Tom, former Minnesota Mr. Hockey, played at Minneapolis Southwest High School, former Gopher, and won a Stanley Cup with the New Jersey Devils as well. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey guys, how you doing? There's a lot going on up there, it sounds like.
Oh, it's a ton of fun, and it's because this rivalry. People love it. It's been 5 years without the regular season rivalry. What does it mean to you as a former Gopher to see this rivalry back on the schedule?
Well, like you just alluded to, it's a ton of fun. I guess, you know, I've got some friends that, one in particular, Dave Hoogstein, lives in town near me, and we bump into each other, so I was razzing him last night a little bit, but it's great that they've been able to kind of schedule these two teams to get back on the ice together and hopefully renew that rivalry.
Now, Tom is also an analyst for Fox Sports North, does a lot of hockey work there for the Wild and the Gophers as well. Tom, what are your impressions of this year's Gopher squad?
Well, you know, they're definitely skilled, and they have typically or generally have good goaltending in Schermerhorn but as a group they've been getting off to slow starts, so they've been having to come from behind, which I don't like to see. You know, typically that just indicates that they think it's going to be an easier night than it is, or a little too lackadaisical, but I would expect that because that's been their habit lately, that maybe they've rectified that and are ready to deal with that, and that's not going to be the case starting tonight.
Now, my UND friends, including my broadcast partner, Mr. Hannon, have enjoyed having a national championship to brag about for the last few months when I haven't had much to talk about here recently. But as a whole, this Gopher program, where does it stand right now, Tom? Where are the Gophers at in their program? And is this considered to be maybe the beginning of a rebuilding effort and maybe get the Gophers back in some of those Frozen Fours as well?
Well, certainly we'd like to think that as Gopher fans down here. You know, last year I would say was unacceptable, not getting into the national tournament. And so, Don Lucia's contract was extended. That should give some stability. The players, though, I think need to recognize that it's really on them to bring all they have to the rink every game and even every practice, because they need to be better and they need to get better. They need to recognize that it's an important program and they should be making it to the tournament and they should be, you know, in the top 10. There's some indicators like that that they need to shoot for and kind of get back in there and re-raise the bar a little bit. So, like I said, this is a group that has enough skill and talent They need to, you know, I think play a little harder and work a little harder and practice on the things that the team needs to be better at. And they know what that is. I know the coaching staff is certainly competent and they can review video and you know, Genzel and Don Lucia and Grant Patolny. And this year they've got Corey Millen as a graduate assistant. And Corey played in the NHL and was a teammate of mine, and he played in Europe and he's been coaching in junior. So he brings a lot of experience, and so they can easily identify what the issues are. It's just a matter of executing and pulling it all together.
Wish we had all morning to talk with you, Tom, but before we let you go, what do you think about this weekend? Have you got a prediction? Ben Clymer, who we had on earlier today, said he thinks maybe it's a split this weekend. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the safe bet. I'm not going to go out on a limb and think that Minnesota is going to, sweep, but because I think, North Dakota is coming off a disappointing sweep at the hands of the Bulldogs. And so I'm expecting them to be a little surly themselves. And
yep.
It's going to be awfully hard to keep Brock Besser off the board.
Yes.
Shane Gersich is another player who's playing well. And I know his dad and played with his dad. And his uncle, Neil Broughton and Aaron Broughton. So, I think they're definitely been preparing. I know Dane Jackson a little bit up there and they're going to be ready. And if the Gophers can get a split, I think that's acceptable.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, Tom, appreciate it very much. Thanks very much and have a great rest of the weekend.
Hey, thanks you guys. Appreciate it. Anytime.
You bet. That's Tom Chorsky joining us here on What's on Your Mind. That interview brought to you by Arvig Communication Systems. Arvig, do business.
Vince Webker, the main man from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, has infiltrated enemy territory, hanging out with Paul Allen and a bunch of Vikings/Gopher fans, and wearing a Sioux jersey like a true, agitator. I don't know what the word is for you. How's it going over there, Vince?
Wouldn't call it enemy territory because it's a sea of purple and that's us. But, there's a couple Gopher fans there. It's going good. We had to remind them, who has the national championship trophy and, they quickly forget, but, they've been reminded.
That's good. And, we're going to chat a couple of minutes here with the coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, Brad Berry. He's a customer along with Carson Wentz of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. So those guys know a little something about how to make every day better, right?
That's right. You got to have it. You got to get in better. You got to get out better than you got in. And that's the Hot Spring Spa. So, yeah, Carson Wentz needs it. Brad Berry needs it. We all need it.
No kidding. And if it gets you, Brad's got a bad back, and he's told me many times, you can't believe how much better it is. And, of course, Carson Wentz getting beat up every weekend as well. Steve and I have one. Steve's a marathon runner here. You wouldn't have been able to run that marathon without, right?
I'm telling you, that's not a joke either. You get in that hot tub after a long run when the muscles start to shut down, you start aching and feeling it. Get in the hot tub, and you're better coming out. The next day when you get out of bed, you're better too.
All right, we'll try and check in a little later on in the program. Be safe over there in that Sioux jersey. It could be a little dangerous, sir.
It is dangerous, but we'll survive.
All right, Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Fargo. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We have the Hillary caller. We have somebody willing to tell us why they're going to vote for Hillary. That when we come back, Jeannie in Detroit Lakes and Coach Berry coming up.
.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas.
That's right.
We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Made better at Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2. Ask Bradbury, Carson Wentz, Steve Hallstrom, or Scott Hannon. We'll tell you. It's the real deal. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And we found somebody voting for Hillary. We've been asking for 2 days. And so we're going to go to Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and do that in just a moment. By the way, we're still asking the question, why Trump? Why Hillary? For any of our listeners, and asking those to call 855-200-1776, extension 1. If you're a Trump voter and you want a Trump sign, I'll personally deliver one Monday. If I get that, we'll just pick from all of them. Just give us your best story. So the best story wins on why you're voting for Donald Trump. 855-200-1776. The winner gets a sign in their front yard, and I'm putting it up.
Or you can just tell Scott, hey, leave it at the end of the driveway because I don't want you on my property. You can do that,
you
too.
You can do that, too. That's perfectly acceptable.
Wow. Either way.
We love going on the road and having a grand time. We're having a good time down here at the University of Minnesota. Thanks to the folks at the Commons. By the way, I'd stay here again in a heartbeat if I had to attend an event around the campus. Just incredible. Great spot. So we appreciate everything that they've done for us as well.
Yes, and we've got some great sponsors making our special coverage of the renewal of the UND Minnesota hockey rivalry possible. Thanks to our presenting sponsor, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Every day made better. Vince and the team at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 will get you outfitted with the perfect hot tub. The maintenance is easy, and you'll love it. Your kids will bring all their friends over, and you'll have the cool house in the neighborhood. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Christofferson's Tin Lizzie as well. Their auto body repair shop says that, hey, your car's your baby. Take it to the folks who are highly recommended. Christofferson's Tin Lizzie, 2822 First Avenue West in Williston. Call them at 701-774-3838. B-Mobile, also a proud sponsor of the weekend coverage. The B-Mobile Be Rewarded program gives you discounts, free gifts, and exclusive offers. Go to bmobile.com. Arvig, do business for internet, TV, phone, and security systems, plus all the advice and expertise you need for your business or your home. Go to arvig.com. Thunder Seed, first in the field, your best choice for high-yield corn, soybeans, sunflowers, and corn silage. They'll be your partner today and tomorrow. And by Bagan Strinden Vision, Dr. Steve Bagan and Dr. Tom Strinden at Bagan Strinden Vision have over 30 years of experience and continue to provide the highest level of care and advanced technology for cataract and refractive surgery, as well as other complex eye diseases. That's Bagan Strinden Vision.
All right, let's talk to Jeannie from Detroit Lakes, who is voting for Hillary. 800-228-0550, the number to join the conversation here. Jeannie, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks for calling. You're voting for Hillary, I understand, from your chat with Manny. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell me why.
Hillary has worked her entire life, her entire adult life, for women's rights, children's rights, human rights, for the underpaid and the underprivileged. Trump has worked his life for Trump. He's never done a humanitarian, he's never had a humanitarian effort in his life. And suddenly he thinks he can be president. He does not pay his taxes. He does not release his tax statements. He, by not paying taxes, he's not supporting our military, our schools, our infrastructure. Hillary's supporting all those things. Hillary promotes love and tolerance. Trump promotes hate, racism, and bigotry. Trump insults women, and he's a bully, and he disrespects our military and our generals.
All right, so
Hillary does not do that.
Good long list there. Can I ask you one question? How about what we've learned here of late related to the FBI investigations of both the emails, the servers, and also the Clinton Foundation? Does any of that worry you about the trustworthiness of Hillary or the Clintons or their staff?
No, because she's never, ever been indicted. And the Republicans have spent millions and millions of dollars trying to find her guilty of something. They have not been able to do it. Trump, on the other hand, Trump's foundation has used the money illegally for many purposes, including trying to get someone else elected, including buying a huge picture of himself. Hillary's foundation has spent 87% of the money supporting basically underprivileged children. No, I'm not worried about the Clinton Foundation. I'm worried about the Trump Foundation. As far as the FBI, that was leaked, and they say they don't know if there's anything to it. It should not even be out there because they don't know. This might be the same emails that were out there before. They don't know. This should not have been put out there. This was strictly political, in my opinion.
All right, Jeannie. Sounds like you convicted Trump on the foundation, but are not concerned about Hillary's foundation, but nonetheless, I appreciate you taking the time to do what you did and sharing that with us. And there's a million things that all of us could probably respond to. And if anybody wants to respond to Jeannie, they're more than welcome to do it at 855-200-1776. Glad we did it. We literally wanted to hear it, and we heard it. So thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. And I think that, you know, that's a diehard Hillary fan that's not hearing anything bad about Hillary, Steve. And hearing everything, good about...
Is Jeannie still on the line?
We don't have time.
Oh, I wanted to ask her a follow-up question.
We're super slammed here. We got to get Bradbury in, the coach who has just agreed to join us here on a busy day. So, Jeannie, 855-200-1776, if anyone wants to respond to that. So let's catch up with Coach Barry. Steve and I had a chance to visit with him a little bit earlier and asked him what it feels like to be back in Mariucci Arena.
Awesome. Brings back a lot of memories, fond memories of the old WCHA, and it's been changed a little bit renovation-wise down here, but the ice is still big. It's still good ice, and we're excited about getting going this weekend.
You know, it's funny, after this rink was built, I remember there were a lot of discussions to say, nice rink, but that ice is too big, right? There's just too much room, a lot for defensemen to cover, and it was one of the reasons that UND went with NHL rice in the Eagleset Arena, right?
Yeah, you know what? It is. It looks like a lake out there. It's big. There's a lot of room to cover out there to defend, and a lot of room for offense. Too, so it should make for a great weekend. We're thankful for what we have at the Ralph. Obviously, it's an NHL size rink, and we cater to players that want to try to get to the NHL and develop there. So for us, it's a very conducive environment for that.
Did you practice all week in the Olympic Arena getting ready?
Absolutely, we did, and it was a little tough because the acoustics are a little different on that Olympic rink. It's a pretty tinny and hollow sound there, so it's tough to bark out drills and instructions on that rink compared to the main rink that we have.
Still amazing to have that ability when you're playing a team that has the big ice to practice and switch off in your own building, right?
Well, that was one of Ralph's things. You know, when there was a wish list that we compiled to try to build that Ralph, he said, okay, put a wish list together, but justify it. Why do you want it? And there was about four teams at that time in the WCHA that had Olympic rinks, and he said, well, we got to prepare and train for the week previous to going down there is to try to have success. And it's been a big factor, a huge factor of our success on training on that Olympic size rink before we come down to a facility like this.
You have nobody on your current team that's ever played in Mariucci Arena or against the Gophers, right? You've played them in the playoffs a few times, but haven't played this series for 5 years. How do you impart the the passion of this rivalry to guys that have never played the Gophers?
Well, I think first of all, they spent a lot of money in the Ralph putting pictures up of tradition and history of different eras of different teams that we played, and it seems like there's a lot of pictures with gold and maroon with a big M on the front of the chest, us playing against those teams, and they're pretty competitive pictures in the heat of the battle, and our guys see those pictures every day when they come to the rink, and then obviously we talk about it as a coaching staff. We also had guys like TJ Oshie and Taylor Chorney that came down on last Monday from Winnipeg. They had a day off, and they came down and they talked about their experience of, first of all, playing for North Dakota, and second of all, the series, the North Dakota Gopher series, how special it is. And our guys were open-eyed and their jaws were wide open when they heard about their feelings about that series.
We have a texter that said, please ask Coach Berry what's his favorite memory as a Sioux player playing the Gophers.
I think playing at the old Ingolstadt Arena and with our loyal and passionate fan base, how loud it was in there. And I believe, it was pretty tough battles. They had good teams. We had good teams. And it seems like most of the times when they came up to play us, we were pretty successful in our rink. So any time that they came up, it was a good experience.
You know, as a fan, a longtime fan, I tend to hate the Gophers. You know, it's kind of weird because usually as a team, you know, you want your team to win. But I mean, is there that intensity still of that of this rivalry?
Yeah, there is. There absolutely is. And I get, you know, I think as we have newer players in our group that haven't played their team or experienced it, they're going to learn because we play them for the next 7 years. And again, this is the first weekend of the next 7 years that we want to get after and making sure that our guys know how important it is, even though it is non-conference, not NCHC play, it's non-conference, but it's even more important for us.
Steve, for Coach Berry.
Yeah, Coach, a couple of X's and O's questions for you. You come off a tough weekend in Duluth where they got you twice. What was your message to the guys on Sunday once you got back home and had a chance to get their attention about how you move forward?
Well, yeah, I think first of all, we were disappointed in the, the results. I thought our effort was a lot better on Saturday. We competed hard. I thought, you know, we didn't get rewarded sometimes for the bounce of the puck, but that's the way hockey is. A little disappointed, but we had a really, really good week of practice. We got in a positive attitude and a hard-working mentality for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Had a good practice on Thursday, and we wanted to make sure we're on the right foot here. You can't dwell on the past. You got to learn from it. And we got a young group that went in on the road against a hard, battle-tested team in Duluth, and give it credit. They're a good team, and again, we're going to see a lot of good teams. But we took the positives from it. We learned from it, and now we're ready to move forward here.
Assess this Gopher team. What do you see in the University of Minnesota squad this year?
A very dynamic offensive team. They get up and down the ice very well. They utilize their rink, the big rink here, to their ability through 5-on-5 and power play. So again, we're going to have to make sure that we're sharp, we're skating, and we're playing fast. That's our identity. We're high compete level and we play fast. So again, should let into our game too.
Coach, you've got some guys that maybe they haven't played in this rivalry, but now they've certainly heard about it. How do you keep them ratcheted to the right level so the emotions don't get the best, they get caught out of position a little bit, especially on Friday night's game?
Well, that's a great question. And what we say to them is get in the game. Like make sure you get in the game early, mentally and physically, meaning that, you know, we're going to roll four lines and six defensemen and everybody's going to play. And make sure when you're out there, don't get caught out too long. Do the simple things. Do the simple things of don't overhandle pucks, get pucks in deep, and when you have an opportunity to shoot the puck or get to an offensive area, do it. So again, like, don't overthink, just go play fast and make sure that you're in control of your game.
Last question, obviously after the national championship last year and a great start to this year, people are excited, Sioux fans out there, UND fans having a thrill about this. What do you most like about this team? What excites you about this team?
I think how close we are together as a group. I mean, we had a very close group last year, but it's kind of different this year because we're very young. Last year we had a lot of veterans that have been through the rigors or the tests of college hockey, and we got a pretty young green group, but they're really close. We talk to our leadership group all the time. They like our group, we like our group, and again, we're going to keep growing as a team as the season goes on here.
Have a great
Coach
weekend.
Bradbury, the national champion, University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. More coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door.
a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Against the maroon and gold. That's what would happen.
You're going to make a lot of Minnesota Wild fans upset with that song.
Is that right? I'm sorry, Zach Parise. He's a former, so I'm sorry.
Because that's the Chicago Blackhawks goal song as well.
I love it. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Titan Outlets. I tell you what, they have. I can't even hardly believe they did this, but they said, Scott, If you want to extend to your listeners a very special deal, we will extend to anybody that tells us they're listening to you 11% off our best price. Now, Titan Outlet's already about guaranteed iron at outlet prices, right? So, in other words, they're backing up the equipment they're selling and getting it to you at an outlet price already. And so it's 11% off an outlet price. So you just can't beat that. And they have tractors and, you know, harvesting and planting and seeding, hanging equipment, tillage, you know, all kinds of things. They're just looking at a new list of some of the equipment that has come in. And a bunch of disc heroes, one out of Wishick, which is really nice, and Scraper. They have, go to the website. That's the way to do it. That's your best bet. There's also some front-end loaders and some attachments for front-end loaders that are really priced right. I mean, they got some really nice attachments here. If you're looking for New Holland Case IH attachments, they'll take care of you there. But 11% off is the bottom line. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com. Or give Don and the crew a call there. Michelle, they got a great group of folks. 218-233-3700. One more former Sioux to catch up with about this big weekend. But before we do that, we have a lot of your calls that have come in answering the question, why Trump or why Hillary? Keep them coming all weekend long, and Monday I might just show up at your door with a Trump sign. That'll be the lucky prize. But thanks for all those at 855-200-1776. So many, we even had a chance to listen to them all, but here's another one that Todd found. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Here's, why would I vote for Trump, and I can do this without using Hillary's name, as one, he's not a Republican. Two, he's not a Democrat. Three, and most importantly, he's not a bought and paid for politician. So that's why I'd vote for Trump. Thank you very much. Bye now.
Appreciate the call very much. Keep them coming. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Answer this simple question. Why Trump? Why Hillary? We got time. We'll squeeze in another one of those, Todd, here coming up. But first, let's catch up with Doug Smale. Doug is a player that dominated in the 80s, right? So 79, early 80s, when Dougie played and went on to play professionally with the Winnipeg Jets, still coaching a team, traveling all around the country, and doing a lot of great things. We caught up with him. We said, hey, Doug, go back to your favorite memory of strapping on the skates, getting ready to play the Gophers. What was it?
Well, the favorite memory I have is both in 79 and 1980 when we won the WCHA, and in particular 1979. I remember David Christian and Paul Chadwick having outstanding games in Minneapolis, winning the WCHA title away from the Gophers in their own building. Probably one of the favorite Sioux Gopher moments for me.
Sioux Gopher moments. That's how it's supposed to be said. See, Sioux, he's got it now. I asked, do you still hate the Gophers?
Well, that's a pretty strong word, but everybody has a diplomatic, politicized space, I guess, in hockey until you step on the ice. And then once you step on the ice, there's an absolute wall that will come up against that name, that's for sure.
I love that. I want to know if you remembered his first series against the Gophers.
Well, Scotty Marvin was on our team when I was a freshman, and it was one look from him, and watching his preparation that had a different edge about it in preparing for the Gophers. And those of us that were somewhat sheltered coming from Western Canada from college hockey, it took all of 2 minutes to see the growl on his face before the Gophers games that knew this meant something special.
You know what? He can still remember the look. See, isn't that something? That's just incredible. That gives you an idea, folks. That right there will tell you about this intensity. Here's Dougie Smale in his 50s, probably, right? Remembering as a freshman, another guy in the room and a look as he's preparing for a tournament team. Unbelievable. And I want to thank our fine sponsors. Our friends at Bagan Strinden suggested Doug Smale. Tom Strinden said, get Dougie on there. So there it is. Right, Steve?
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of folks making this possible here. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Our title sponsor, Every Day Made Better, Christofferson's Tin Lizzie, your best auto body repair shop.
at 2822 First Avenue West in Williston. B-Mobile, the B-Mobile Be Rewarded program gives you discounts, free gifts, and exclusive offers at bmobile.com. Arvig, do business for the best in internet, TV, phone, and security systems. Thunderseed, first in the field, your best choice for high-yield corn, soybean, sunflowers, and corn silage. And Bagan Strinden Vision, Dr. Steve Bagan and Dr. Tom Strinden. More than 30 years of experience to take care of you.
All right, folks, whether you're cheering for UND this weekend or cheering for the Gophers, drive safely, buckle up, come on down, have a great time. And for all of you that are watching intensely every little tidbit of information on this election, anything you want us to track down for you, even if we can just be a release valve for you to vent a little, give us a call 24-7 at 855-200-1776, extension 1 all weekend long. Why Trump? Why Hillary? And we'll see you Monday. Our guest will be Newt Gingrich on the program, so don't miss it. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.